Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, welcome back, Simon here. This bite-sized episode is about the fundamental and important recognition that events in and of themselves are neutral. It is our view of events and things and how we perceive them that dictate how we experience them. And this is with author Ryan Holiday.
Let's turn our attention to perception specifically.
Sure.
Can you elaborate on this? But essentially, it's the idea that nothing in and of itself has any good or bad qualities, really. Nothing makes us feel a certain way. We choose how we feel about any given occurrence, thing, person, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. When Shakespeare says nothing, neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so, he means there's no positive or negative without our opinion. And that's actually a very Stoic idea. Epictetus says, you know, it's not things that upset us, it's our judgment about things. Basically, the world is objective. We decide that it's bad, right? We decide that, you know, this is a setback versus, a huge win. We decide that someone's comment was rude versus funny. You know, we decide that someone, you know, is our friend or our enemy. These are opinions, judgments we put on top of things. And so what the Stoics are really just talking about is that they go, oh, it's really important that we have power or influence over how we look at things. So Marcus Aurelius talks about, he's like, you got to, you know, he says your mind is dyed by your thoughts, right? Like you have to decide how you're going to look at the world. And so if you go around looking at the world as unfair or unjust or cruel or out to get you, what you're doing is really adding a sort of a bunch of personal judgments on objective events. What you should be going around is going, hey, this happened and I'm going to deal with it, as opposed to this happened and I've been harmed by it.
Mm. In doing that, stops energy, a loss of energy, and it keeps your power internally, having that outlook, doesn't it?
And it sets up that next discipline, which is the action, right? It sets you up. Like, so one of the stories I tell in Obstacle is Eisenhower, as they face the sort of massive Nazi counteroffensive after D-Day. And there's this famous scene, he calls all his generals in, and, you know, so everyone's despondent. They've never faced, you know, everything that could go wrong is going wrong. It looks like they might sort of be driven back to the sea. It's this massive, you know, blitzkrieg. And the blitzkrieg itself was a strategy that was designed to sort of overwhelm the perception of the enemy. And Eisenhower sort of realizes this and he says, hey, you know, we're going to see this as an opportunity instead of disaster. You know, he says, I only want to see cheerful faces around this conference table. So that's like the first part. He's decided you know, to not be rattled by this. And then he does actively look, he realizes that, oh, you know, the Nazis are overreaching here. You know, if we can absorb this blow, you know, we can sort of encircle it. And that what we now know as the Battle of the Bulge is that response, right? So it's not just about wishful thinking. You then have to take action about it, but deciding to see something as an opportunity. If you woke up yesterday and you looked at your stock market portfolio and you said, I'm destroyed, I'm ruined, you know, I'm gonna lay down and die, you know, that's one of your options. Or you go, hey, everything is now at a 40% discount. You know, what investments can I make? What opportunities can I make? You know, how can I protect myself? You can decide to embrace the opportunity inherent in that very real problem that you face. That's where that discipline comes in.
Two things that came to mind just as you were speaking there. The Blitzkrieg example, to take a sporting example along the same lines, reminds me of Muhammad Ali soaking up George Foreman's mm-hmm. Blitzkrieg.
Yes.
And then the other thing, you mentioned the word cheerfulness and everything. That's another Stoic ideal.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think when people hear the word Stoic, they think sort of emotionless endurance, right? Or sort of like, you know, simply gritting your teeth through pain. It's got to be more than that. It's obviously about keeping an even keel. That's part of it. But I think what you really want to get, and you see this with the best athletes on the field, is that they, and this is that idea of amor fati, they actually love that challenge, right? You know, they love it. You know, Tom Brady coming back, 28-3 in the Super Bowl is not. There's not a dead look on his face. He is fully engaged. Like, this is what he lives for. This is it. That's where you want to get to.
Yeah. Do you know Johnny Wilkinson, the rugby player?
I don't.
Okay. So Johnny Wilkinson, rugby union, big sport over here. Got a touch of the American football about it, except they don't wear helmets. And Johnny Wilkinson was like the English pin-up, the star, the Tom Brady of his day, essentially. And I had him on the show, and he talked about basically in the World Cup final that England won, the one and only one they won. It came down to 17-17 in the last minute. Well, no, it was 17-14, and Australia had a kick to make it 17-17. And they wanted him to kick it over because they wanted to be tested in that moment. And that's when he knew that they were champions, essentially. So it's that idea of, you know, they want to go through the tough stuff. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I think Phil Jackson's talked about that too. He says, you know, sometimes a championship team has to narrowly lose to realize that they can go almost all the way, and then they come back the next year and they're able to sort of overcome it. And so yeah, like for the players, that loss is crushing, right? But for the coach who's been there, this is like music to his ears, right? He knows. And so I think what we're trying to cultivate as a Stoic is just a bit of wisdom and perspective. And so, yeah, like, look, like I'm in my mid 30s. So the financial crisis in 2007, 2008, you know, it's not that it didn't register for me, but I didn't have really anything to lose, right? I was just out of college. Like, it was obviously scary and alarming, and there were effects of that I felt, but it was mostly a negative event for me, but then also an event that I didn't quite understand what I was going through because I'd never been through something like that before. And now when I look at the markets today, or I look what's going on, obviously I don't like it. It's not how I want things to be, but I have and some experience or perspective that puts me in a position to see what advantages can come from it. And I have the knowledge, like, oh, I've been through something like this before. I'll be able to get through this. And one of the stories I tell on Obstacle is the story of Thomas Edison, the story I tell to illustrate the idea of amor fati. His factory famously burns down, and he sort of is cheerfully enjoying this scene almost to the, you know, complete disbelief of everyone around him. He actually says, like, to his son, he says, go get your mother and all her friends. They'll never see a fire like this again. But he tells a reporter the next day, he's like, look, I've been through things like this before. I'm going to be all right. And that's, you can't fake that. He really had been through all sorts of adversity before, including, you know, losing his hearing. So he knew, like, hey, yeah, sure, shit gets bad, but, you know, people survive.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode, and please do sign up for my newsletter at simonmundy.com.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.